嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。
And I'm Connor。
今天呢，我们要跟大家说一些非常有意思的，在英语里面这个词本身是一个意思，但现在它演变成完全相反意思的一些词。So we're talking about words that...
That had a different original meaning, and since then they've changed, and they have kind of the opposite meaning now.
对，然后呢，这些词我觉得都是查字典的时候吧，你特别容易上当受骗的，因为那个字典可能它还没有更新过，然后你就用错了。So if you want to be using these words properly, and if you want to, get someone's meaning accurately, you really need to know what they mean today, 对不对？好，那我们今天推送呢，会把所有讲的这些精彩的词和它的用法列出来，大家千万不要错过。到微信公众号搜索开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，然后回复相反的词啊就可以了。 OK, Connor, I know this one. You said, Jenny, we have to start with this word.
Yeah, now this one is used so much, literally.
Literally.
Literally so much.
And this word is?
Literally.
So if you guys watch a lot of American TV shows or movies, especially things like Big Bang Theory, 就是年轻人讲话的时候他们很喜欢用 literally, 比如 oh, this is literally the best party I've ever been to.
Yeah, or I was so tired, I literally died.
对，所以它现在 its current meaning, 这是非常夸张的。It's used for emphasizing and very often for exaggerating.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
但是呢，它原先 original meaning 是 the complete opposite, right? I'm telling you the truth or the exact, in an exact literal manner.
Yeah, so if you say literally, then the verb literally died or literally, passed out, it means there's no exaggeration, no emphasis, this really happened.
但是现在呢，年轻人，也不只是 young people, everyone uses or misuse this word, and it's misused so much that it kind of becomes the norm.
Yeah.
是吧？就是，这个词它被误用或者反用了太多了以后呢，现在大家也接受了，就是 OK, literally 就是可以，它不是字面的意思，而是就是很夸张的。
So yeah, because it means exactly, we started using it just for emphasizing. Yeah, like it was literally the worst day of my life.
But it's not. You've had probably worse days.
Yeah, exactly. It's just for emphasizing.
How literally, 大家一定要知道它的意思，它演变的意思和它的用法哦。And this next one, if you're familiar with a Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off, right?
Yeah, yeah. This one's sick.
他那个歌里面就是说什么 Oh, you could have been getting down to the sick beat.
Getting down to the sick beat. Yeah, so sick, originally it meant, you know, sick, like not well or illness.
No, 一个人生病了或者一件事情觉得很 disgusting, 很恶心。说
yeah,
so
sick.
但是 Taylor Swift, 他里面说的是我的这个歌我这个 beat 超级好听 It's like awesome, it's sick.
Yeah, and this started even, you know, 15 years ago when I was in high school, we said sick. Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah. To me, it's so good.
It's so good.
Awesome.
It's so awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? It's been that long?
Yeah, when I was skateboarding, we used to say sick. Yeah.
我看不出你是 skateboarder 啊。
Yeah, I used to skateboard.
okay. 那所以这个 sick, how do we know when it means disgusting and when it means awesome?
Well, that's basically on context. If it's something that is cool, that looks great and good, then it probably means awesome.
Okay, 所以还是大家要看那个具体的语境啦，不光是那个词，对吧？好，我觉得接下来一个和这个 sick 很像的就是 the word wicked.
Wicked. Yes, yes.
我觉得英国人真的好爱用哦。我以前就以为他们说一个东西Wicked, that's a wicked idea. I thought they were saying that's a really bad idea.
Right, because wicked is, the original meaning was like a wicked witch, like a bad,
女巫
awful, terror, like really, really bad.
对，但是现在说 wicked 其实和那个 sick 就很像，就是说 oh, that's a terrific, 就是太棒了这个东西，对不对？
This is a good slang. We also used to use this in high school. You know, wicked idea, wicked snowboarding trick or skateboarding.
对，或者如果一个人建议说 let's go to this new club on Friday night, you can say wicked.
Yeah.
How was that club? It was wicked, 对不对？
We had a wicked time.
好，那再下面的一个呢？It's continuing with this disgusting idea, 就是 the word is
awful.
Awful. 但是这个是反的，因为with words like sick and wicked, they used to mean something bad, and now they're often used in a positive way.
Yeah.
But this word started as a very positive word, and now it's a negative word.
Yeah, so it starts with the word awe, A-W-E, which is a feeling, a really good, inspiring feeling when you look at a beautiful mountain, ocean, and you get that emotion, that really nice feeling.
你可以说 oh, I am in awe, 对吧就是我完全被折服了然后还有那个词比如 awesome 口语里很常用的 it comes from the same root word
yeah awful so full of awe
对 however now if you say oh that's awful
yeah it means very unpleasant it's not good
对就是、I went through an awful breakup 前段时间分手了惨得不得了难过得不得了、right?
Yeah, I had an awful weekend because I was so busy and it was raining, I got wet, you know, really bad things.
那这个词呢我们跟大家说一定要注意的就是像前面的 sick, weak, wicked, they could mean something bad or good depending on the context, but now the word awful is always bad.、
Mm-hmm, yeah,
对
always bad now.、
然后它的 spelling 大家也注意虽然它的词源词根是 A-W-E But the word awful is spelled
A-W-F-U-L
对当中没有那个 E、啊、
So and if you want to use the opposite meaning for something using the word awe We say awesome
对就 awesome 然后那个里面是有 E 的 A-W-E-S-O-M-E、
yeah. So awesome good, awful bad
对好记住那接下来我们再说一个用 A start another word that starts with A.
Yes. This one, artificial.
因为现在大家不是 AI, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, AI.
Artificial, 当然说到 AI 是比较 positive, 比较好的啊 But if you just say, oh, that looks so artificial.
Yeah, it means like fake.
对就是很假的因为 artificial 就是人工的 It's man-made, it's not genuine, it's not authentic, 对不对不是真实的 However, the original meaning was much more positive.
Yeah, because you can see in the word it says art, art. So something that was artfully made or constructed, something kind of could be like beautiful even.
对，就是 artificial. 它除了是人工的以外呢，它最以前的意思是说这个是经过能工巧匠精心雕琢出来的。就像康德说是 artfully, 就是有艺术感的啊 artfully constructed.、
Mm-hmm.
好，那再接下来的一个词呢 ，this next word is kind of similar, but it started as a negative word and now it's positive.
yeah.This one, sophisticated.
We actually have received questions about this word from time to time. Mm-hmm. 因为如果大家查一个英汉字典，你查 sophisticated， 一般那个解释是说非常世故的 ，kind of coy, kind of not honest, contrived,、
yeah.
mm-hmm. 对吧？就是是 it's negative. However, a native speaker when they talk about something.For example, the iPhone is very sophisticated.
Yeah, it's highly developed. It has a lot of functions, and it's complicated or complex.
对，或者we talk about women like the actress Nicole Kidman or Kate Blanchett. They are so sophisticated.
It kind of means they're very developed or high class or civilized.
对，很 classy 啊。所以现在呢 ，sophisticated 这个词基本上它的意思、它的用法都是很褒义的。就是你可以形容一个高精尖的技术，比如这个 iPhone， 对吧？它是 highly developed， it's a very sophisticated smartphone。或者一个人，他是非常有气质的啊，非常有格调的，说一个。Sophisticated person、
mm-hmm.
好接下来的这个 Well I didn't know This word also had an opposite meaning And this word is
Stupid
Oh, How could that ever be good right Because、yeah. of well, oh, that's, so, that's a stupid idea Or someone is stupid
Yeah well we still, Dumb, we still do use the word stupendous Which is from the same root word But stupendous means amazing
所以 stupid 在最以前 its original meaning was pretty positive, right?
Yeah, it was like amazed or surprised.
Surprised,
yeah,
okay.
Like, and we still use this stupendous.
Yeah. 所以你说它的词根是有一个词叫 stupendous.
Mm-hmm,
How do you spell that?
S-T-U-P-E-N-D-O-U-S. O-U-S.
And that means
that
amazed.
That means wonderful, fantastic. Wonder,
啊、yeah. 所以词根词源是好的。但现在 stupid 它经过几百年的这个演化它的意思就是 lacking intelligence.
Yeah, stupid, yeah, not smart.
Not smart. 好。再接下来的这个 I didn't know even the word nervous、
mm-hmm.
If you have a big job interview or a test you might be feeling nervous
yeah
很紧张但是 its original meaning was
yeah, strong and vigorous like nerves in our body those are the things that make our body you know, strong and it reflexes
okay
and,、
so、I get it,
it
now
yeah, kind of you have lots of nerves we still say you have a lot ofnerve, that can be a negative.
你很有胆量是吧 ?Nerve, 对因为就是身体里的这个神经所以呢它最以前 nervous 的意思就是你身体很多神经都那样膨胀然后你就是非常 strong, 很强壮。我就想到了 Spencer, 很多朋友问 Spencer 到哪里去了那他的妈妈呢因为就是中风了然后也是长期的需要照顾所以他回美国已经很久了然后他也很想回来但是他要照顾妈妈然后他也跟我说好一定要谢谢大家对他的关心啊我们也祝他的妈妈早日康复。OK, 我们今天最后要讲的一个词呢 ,let's end with a fun word. This word might not be very fun now, but it definitely was something fun.
Yeah, this word is not super common, but yes, symposium is the word.
Symposium.
Symposium, S-Y-M-P-O-S-I-U-M.
So if you are...an academic, 如果你是什么大学的老师啊什么 or if you work, I don't know, in a pharmaceutical company,
yeah, yeah.
制药厂你大概经常要出去开这种 symposium.
Yeah,
it's like, a meeting.
Yeah, like professors go to think and share their ideas.
So it's basically an exchange of ideas, discussing ideas, and it's kind of high level, right?
Oh, yeah, symposium, yeah.
研讨会
Academic, yeah.
高级的研讨会 But a long time ago, it meant...
A drinking party.
Yeah. Yeah, 就是喝酒
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
对对对。所以我觉得 that's what's fun and fascinating about any language, right? The meaning, words have fluid and shifting meanings.
Yeah, for sure. It's really interesting.
对，那如果你觉得英语这样学习也非常有意思的话呢，希望你喜欢我们今天的节目。然后还有哪一些词是它字典的意思和实际使用的是让你觉得非常不可理解很疑惑相反的都可以在留言里面告诉我们我们以后也会做节目跟大家分享那在开言英语呢我们就是希望带给大家这种非常真实的会反映英语演变变迁的内容那在我们的脱口秀之外呢我们的会员课程还会给你更加系统的一个体系来学习各种各样对你有用实用有意思的主题包括我们现在新上线的一个语音测评的功能就是在开言为大家提供优质内容的之余呢你听了学了那些东西自己非常想开口练现在也有途径了你不仅可以自己录音然后呢这个测评功能还会让你看到自己发音哪里需要改进哪一些词你需要好好的再去练习那这个功能也是我们和国内非常做这个语音比对非常强的一家公司驰声科技合作联手推出的那作为开言的会员呢你每一节课都可以享受这个新的功能而且也不会额外收费都在大家全年629会员的价格里面 We hope you enjoy it 那当然在我们的微信公众号菜单里面你可以一键升级成为会员 Thanks for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Bye for now